This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Adam DeBagis, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. Adam, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Adam, you guys defeated Peabody, handed the Tanner girls team with their first loss of the year last night, 55-40. And I guess tell us a note or two of the game. I'm going to steal a one note from you. Cecilia Kay led you with 22 points, but I guess that's not a bulletin.
No, definitely not. She is amazingly consistent with the numbers she puts up, for sure. But I've been telling everyone the best part about her is how she's grown as a leader, you know, just on the court with her voice and everything else and her defensive efforts and stuff like that. So, because she's always been a good scorer, but she's getting to a next-level type of player.
Yeah, you guys seem to be able to control the boards, if you will. And that was key defensively, the paint and so on, I'm thinking last night.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and there are a few teams that can match up against our height inside with her and Caitlin Boyles, a freshman. So, you know, those girls are over 6 feet tall and both athletic. They're not like statues. So that's tough for other teams. And even Peabody, they have the Labazzi girl who is similar height and build, but only her. Their other post is a good athlete, but, you know, a little smaller. And we just have other, some of our guards, like Celia Nielsen, freshman guard, had 8 rebounds or so last night. So, yeah, we do a pretty good job of that. So definitely a positive point for us this year so far.
In the game last night against Peabody, was there a turning point in the game at some point? I know it was very close, very early, but was there a moment when you guys kind of built that lead up a little bit?
Yeah, the second quarter, and then again in the fourth. I feel like both first and third quarters were very stagnant for us, and just, you know, we sort of were just playing a game and not trying to win a game in both of those quarters. You know, I do think we had a couple girls just have sort of a bad night last night, so the girls that came off the bench really lifted the spirits of our team and drove the second quarter and the fourth quarter, both of which were just guided by energy. I mean, we were flat to start the game, and then, you know, all you got to do is call one timeout and get in people's ear a little bit, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're actually not trying to win here. We need to do that. So, you know, they're high schoolers, so they just sometimes they're just playing and not playing to win. But it was the second and fourth quarter mostly.
Yeah. Some words of wisdom from Coach DeBagis, spending a timeout to do it. Adam, tell me about those players that came off the bench. I won't bother you with a lot of other details on the game, but tell me about those players.
Well, a couple of girls from PBD, actually. Ava Bellassini, who was her first game back from having mono. I mean, it was probably both playing my hometown team and then excitement from coming back. She was fantastic and is all the time. She's a girl that is a 5'6 forward, but achieves goals because she works so hard and is just such a positive attitude. And Tess Keenan came off the bench and just played superior defense on their point guard. That was great. Celia Nielsen, I mentioned, came off the bench and spark of energy. Those girls in particular really just, I mean, they were in almost the whole fourth quarter. I couldn't take them out because they were just playing so well.
Adam, coming up this week, you conclude the week with a game at Arlington Catholic on Friday. Maybe tell me about that, and then the second part of this two-part question would be, give me an update on the league and how things stand and how things are looking there. So first up, Arlington Catholic back into the league on Friday night.
Arlington Catholic is always a tough place to go. It's the smallest gym, feels like, in America, even smaller than ours. And it's loud, small and loud, so it's tough. You end up just through nerves and missing a lot of shots and playing a lot of sloppy. So it's got to be, we got to be mentally composed and not play sloppy. And then our league in general, you know, St. Mary's is, I don't know if they're necessarily top because they haven't played Bishop Feehan yet, but, you know, Feehan is extremely strong. We've lost them twice already. but they are like 9 or 10 deep. You can't even tell who you should focus on because they all have similar skills and builds. And, you know, St. Mary's has 3 girls that are going to a high level of college. And the wrestling league is tough. I would say 10 years ago it was tougher, but the addition of Cian has made it tough. A Cathedral we played the other night is really athletic and shoots well. Tough to beat them. And then there's us and Bishop Stang's really good. We have them next Friday. They'll be a tough matchup for us. So every game's tough no matter what. I mean, I think, again, 10 years ago, Arlington Catholic and Cardinal Spellman were a little bit better. But it's still hard. Like, tomorrow will be hard just because it's always hard in our league and it's always physical. I mean, I still think we're one of the best leagues in the state for sure. And we're definitely one of the best. So it's an advantage. Like, even last night, Stan, their PBD's coach, said it. You know, the one huge advantage we have over PBD before the tip even starts is our competition's better, and, you know, we're playing at a different speed. That helps us, you know, help us in the tournament.
No, you're absolutely. I wanted to follow up on that, on what you said there, Adam, because, I mean, you hear coaches and commentators say, oh, it's a tough league, but there's no doubt your league is a tough league. And I can't imagine there's a tougher league in girls basketball than your league for the division that you guys are playing in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely. Definitely. You know, in Division III, I mean, it's hard for a, you know, public school team in a different league to come to one of our gyms and beat us. Strictly because of the competition we face on a day-to-day basis, definitely. I think the Merrimack Valley up north is comparable for sure. I don't know a lot of the leagues south of the Mass Pike, but, I mean, I know the leagues. I just don't know how good they are. It's an absolute advantage.
Yeah, and I think the other most remarkable thing you were talking about, Adam, was when you're telling us Arlington Catholic has a small gym, tough place to play when you guys have one of the small gyms. But after I begin thinking about it, the St. Mary's gym isn't huge either, to be quite honest with you.
Right, it's not huge, and it's like one of the biggest in our league. It's crazy. all those environments, including ours, are hostile, not in like the
I know
violent way, but it's tough. And people are yelling, and it's loud and tight. And I grew up in Franklin, and we played in this big field house, and then we actually played Cardinal Spellman when I was in high school, and it felt like you were playing in a closet. You know, it was really tough. So I've experienced that personally. I think it's hard.
No, I think you're right. Adam, we'll stop there, but thanks so much for all this information. Good luck on Friday night and the rest of the way with you guys. And again, congratulations to you, the team, the coaching staff on the win against Peabody High on Wednesday night.
Thanks, Bill. Love talking to you.
Yep. Adam DeBadges, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick here on MSONewsSports.com.